It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, it's our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, recommended summer reading list show. We have received hundreds of books and put together a list of what we think are some of the best summer reads in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. Not only do we have the best books, but we have interviews with the authors of some of the most talked about books of the year, including Elizabeth Acevedo. She is the author of the National Book Award winner, The Poet X. She talks diversity in books and her much anticipated new novel. Then we loved her as Hillary Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Karen Parson joins us on Sunday Morning Magazine. Find out about some of her favorite behind-the-scenes moments on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and she also talks about her debut novel, How High the Moon. Plus, she is the creative force behind Sex and the City, the series, and the movies. Our conversation with author Candace Bushnell still to come. For a complete list of all the books we selected for our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list, just head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. We begin our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show in the picture book category. Tom Toro is a cartoonist and writer. Over 200 of his cartoons have been published in The New Yorker. His new book, and I love this title, How to Potty Train Your Porcupine, is one of the 6 books we selected in our picture book category. It's our pleasure to welcome Tom Toro to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Now, Tom, I understand that you graduated with honors from Yale. You were the captain of the rowing team, but you say that cartooning in particular, that wasn't one of your dream careers, right? You kind of stumbled on it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was funny. I was doing a lot of different things in college, you know, as you do, experimenting around. I was drawing cartoons for the weekly magazine, so that was kind of something that I was keeping up with, but I was studying filmmaking. And I ended up actually after college going to NYU graduate film school for a couple of years. So I was always interested in, you know, visual storytelling. And then in film school is when I kind of discovered that the storyboards that I was drawing for my films were better than the films I made from the storyboards. So I think then I started, then I did a little bit of a mid-20s career adjustment and fell back into cartooning, which, you know, is something that I'd always been doing, but I never took it seriously as a career. And that's when I started to get serious about it.
Okay, so I was reading somewhere, and I hear that you sent over 610 cartoons to The New Yorker trying to get your work published. How did you deal with the rejection, man? Come on, it was 609 rejection letters. How did you deal with that, and why were you so persistent?
How did I deal with it? Well, I've always been stubborn. So I think once I set my mind on breaking in, I just kept going for it. And I knew, you know, I went back when I first sold one, I went back and counted. And that's when I figured out that, the 610th had been the one that sold. And, you know, the 609 before that are not, you know, undiscovered masterpieces. they're kind of me feeling my way forward. So there's a good reason why the earlier ones were rejected. I was really kind of, you know, teaching myself how to do it as I was submitting. And so I finally, you know, got to a point where my stuff was good. I liked the way it looked. And, you know, the editors fortunately agreed. You know, I think I get that from both of my parents, but particularly from my dad, who was an Olympic athlete. He actually has a bronze medal in canoeing in the Olympics. So the sort of stick-to-itiveness and the perseverance come through my blood. I come by it naturally.
Now, earlier in your career, I find this interesting as well. You wrote cartoonists and you asked them for advice about the industry. How helpful was that? And what did you learn from that experience, Tom?
You know, cartooning is a very solitary endeavor. You're by yourself in your studio, you know, trying to work on your technique and coming up with jokes. And so it was good for me early on to reach out just for simply a sense of camaraderie. You know, there were other people. I wasn't alone in this endeavor. And I did get some good tips. It was funny, you know, I wrote out to people and specifically who I admired, trying to glean some wisdom about how I might break in. And then they gave me some tips, which helped direct me. But then I went to go see the editor himself in person. I took a trip to New York I went to see Bob Mankoff, and I told him that I'd been, you know, reaching out to people and trying to get advice. And he told me, you know, stop giving yourself so many rules. just do what you, draw what you think is funny, and, you know, find your voice. So it was why I was reaching out to people, getting advice, but then ultimately, you know, you just have to fall back on what you do naturally. Because, you know, if you're going to be in it for the long run, you can't fake it. You know, you have to do something that is organic to you and that follows your own voice.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. It's our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Recommended summer reading list. We're talking to Tom Toro. The title of the book is How to Potty Train Your Porcupine, which is a great title, and the visual is very great. We'll get to that in a second. For a complete list of all the books that we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can actually join the conversation there as well. Now, let's talk about the book. This is your first children's book. What made you want to write a picture book in particular?
Well, I think like any cartoonist, you know, when you have your first kid, which I did 5 years ago, you start to think about kids' books because it's a very sort of natural evolution from doing cartooning to drawing children's books. And also, you know, you're constantly reading them to your kids. So I really wanted to take a crack at it. And, you know, not coincidentally, this idea came to me when we were potty training our kid. The first thing that came to me was the cover image, the image of a porcupine wearing a diaper with quills poking through, causing the diaper to leak. And I think that kind of came out of my cartooning sensibility, is just the funny visual. And then the story sprang from there.
Okay, I have to tell you, you said that so eloquently. I was wanting to say that I love the cover and I wanted to explain it, but I didn't know what to do with the stuff that was coming out of the diaper. I didn't know how to make that sound pretty, but you did.
Use your imagination. Yeah.
All right. Now, what was the writing process like for the book, and how different was it from what you're used to being a cartoonist?
Yeah, well, as a cartoonist, you know, you think of a funny character or a funny situation, and you try and focus in on the most funny possible version of that idea, because you only have one image and one caption to do it. But with a children's book, you know, you have 32 to 38 pages, and so you can really do all the different variations of an idea that you could come up with. So as soon as I struck on the idea of, oh, you know, how would kids go about maybe potty training a porcupine so they can keep it as a pet? Then, you know, if I was doing a cartoon about that, I would just have to choose the one funniest thing. But the picture book allowed me to really elaborate and to do all the different things I could come up with.
All right. So you alluded to it, but tell us about the storyline in the book.
Yeah, so the storyline is a pair of kids, siblings, they come across a porcupine, which is being given away for free, and they want to take it home to keep it as a pet, but their parents will only let them keep it if it does not make a mess, meaning, you know, they have to potty train it. So they have to figure out how to potty train it, and they try a bunch of different ways to coerce the porcupine to use the toilet, and it resists and it resists and it resists, and then ultimately, they figure out a solution to it, and I don't want to give away the twist at the end, so I'll do a little plug. You know, you have to buy the book to find out how it ends.
All right.
But they ultimately figure out how to do that.
Okay. So you wrote and illustrated the book. So what comes first, the concept, the visual, or the words?
For me, it's definitely the visual, and I think that's really my, you know, cartooning sensibility coming through. So I would try and think of just the funniest things for kids and a porcupine to be doing in their interactions and how they would try to potty train it. And then, you know, the best picture books really, in my opinion anyway, the language really supports the image, but it doesn't over-explain. It's not, you know, too elaborate. So, you know, the image is the first thing that you look at, and the language can contribute to that. So I always come at it thinking about how can this picture tell the story and be funny.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, recommended summer reading list. We're in our picture book category with Tom Toro. The title of the book is How to Potty Train Your Porcupine. Now, I understand that you are currently finishing a graphic novel about your life. Tell me about that project and how that's going.
Yeah, that's very much a work in progress.
All right.
Still finding my way through that. So there's no anticipated release date for that yet. But that's kind of a long-term project that I've been honing in on for many years. And I hope to eventually finish it. More you know, more imminently, I have another book actually coming out in September that I did the illustrations for called A User's Guide to Democracy, which is a sort of civics primer book that I did a lot of illustrations for. So that was my next project I did after this. And I'm actually now doing the illustrations for another kid's book called I'm Terrified of Bath Time. But that's not going to be out, I think, for a couple of years.
Oh, man, I got some teenagers that are probably still can say that. All right. Well, Tom, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, how can they do so?
You can always go to my website, tomtoro.com. And I'm out there on social media if you just search by my name. And I also have, I just want to say a quick hello to my relatives in Cincinnati, the Smith Babcocks. Hello. Love you guys. And I hope you're staying safe.
All right. Well, good. That's great. Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate it. And what a great book. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
We've been speaking to Tom Toro. Again, the title of the book is How to Potty Train Your Porcupine. This is our 7th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show, in case you're just tuning in. Other books that made our list in the picture book category include I Believe I Can by Grace Byers, How to Be a Pirate by Isaac Fitzgerald, and Willow the Armadillo by Mary Lou Reeder. For a complete list of all the books that we selected in our picture book category, as well as our other two categories, middle school and young adult novels, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook.